Sunlight lanced through the foliage of East Mossflower woodlands, creating a bright kaleidoscope of green, gold and tan. Brimstone, clouded yellow and small white butterflies fluttered and perched on the marshy banks of a gurgling stream which flowed out of a water meadow. Skipper Banjon crouched on the edge, casting about amid the rank black ooze. Brink Greyspoke tested the soggy mess with a cautious footpaw.
"Careful, Skip, you could go down in that stuff."
The skipper retreated, wiping his paws on the grass.
"Aye, this is the furthest I'm tracking any vermin. They've either sunk under that lot, or they've made it to the water meadows. There's more than 10 exits from those meadows. We'd be half a season trying to pick up their trail again. Brink, what do you think?"
The cellar hog held his snout to help block out the odours of rotted vegetation and soggy, waterlogged wood.
"I don't reckon they'll be bothering Redwall again. Let's go back to the Abbey. That little walk has whetted my appetite for lunch."
The pair strode off, back the way they had come, chatting amicably.
"I didn't know your appetite had to be whetted, mate. I've never known it to be blunted."
"Oh, listen, who's talking, old man John Barrelbelly?"
"Nonsense! I'm only a slip of a beast compared to you. That apron of yours would go round me 3 times.
As their sounds receded into the woodlands, not a stone's throw from the bank where Banjon and Brink had been standing, the sticky morass beneath an overhanging grey willow burst asunder, spewing forth Grofgut and his gang of water rats. Spitting and vomiting the nauseous slime, they staggered up onto firm ground. Every one of the rats was plastered from head to foot with marsh debris and reeked with its stench. Frog-Eye dug something from his ear with a piece of twig.
"What do we have to jump in there for? I nearly drowned it."
Grofgut clouted him over the head.
"As we would have got caught. We are too hard, soft brain."
Rashback spat out a woodlouse, then picked it up and ate it.
"Couldn't we have fought them off, Chief? There's 8 of us and only 2 of them."
Plugtail wiped ooze from his eyes as he corrected him.
7, you mean? There's only 7 of us now. Poor old Angpaw was slayed when we was running away."
Threetooth sat down and started scraping off body mud with his stone spear blade.
"Maybe Angpaw wasn't killed. He might be still alive back there."
Grofgut kicked out of Threetooth but missed, slipped and fell flat on his tail. Obler and Fleddy, the youngest 2 gang members, burst out into cackling laughs at Grofgut's mishap. The gang leader jumped upright, fuming.
"What's so funny, eh? Eh? Yous lot make me sick to the neck. You think we could afford them off? A great big edge pig and a gigantic water dog? You think Angpaw's still alive back in that ditch, eh? Eh?"
Ranting and spitting mud, he vented his temper on them.
"Well, go on, then. Chase after the edge pig and the river dog. And when yous have killed him, then go back to the ditch and see if Angpaw's still alive. Well, who's going to go?"
None of the gang felt like pursuing the issue further, knowing Grofgut's violent temper. They sat silent, cleaning themselves up and avoiding their leader's angry stares. Frog-Eye finally made an attempt to calm the situation.
"Yeah. Who cares about all those daft beats and their hubby? Angpaw's dead and that's that. This is a big forest with plenty of victuals about. Let's just move on and find somewheres else."
It was the wrong thing to say, as Frog-Eye soon learned, when Grofgut bit him on the nose and kicked him in the stomach. The gang leader waved his rusty side-blade sword at the rest.
"Yes, lot ain't going nowhere, unless I tells you so, see? Are we a vermin gang or what? Those happy beasts stole our eagle, ambushed and battered us, killed one of our gang, and chased us till we had to jump into the bog and hide from them. No beast does that to my gang and gets away with it. Especially not that mouse who kept walloping me with a big pole. I've got Datton's name writ in me brain."
Threetooth made certain he was out of Grofgut's range before he popped the question.
"So what are we going to do about it?"
The gang leader actually jumped in the air twice to emphasise his first 2 words.
"Do? Do? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get revenge on them. That's what we're going to do. Come on, we're going back to that wall red hubby. I'll make them sorry they ever messed with our gang."
This ends Disc 2.